Hey, it's the Boss City Kid. You know who it is. I gotta groove. Do what I gotta do. Your boy Maystar. You're now tuned in with the Urban Product. Yiddy!
Y'all already know what it is. You are listening to the Urban Product. It's your boy DME.
It's your boy Cozy Rich.
And we got a very special guest in the building today. Hailing all the way from Roxbury, we have Maystar in the studio. Everybody give a round of applause for my dog Maystar. Welcome,
yeah,
welcome.
Sirsky, thank you. I'm very grateful to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for coming. Absolutely, thank you for
thank
coming.
Thank you for having me.
Let me just start off by asking everybody in the room how they doing. I'll start off with you. How you doing, Maystar?
I'm doing pretty well, bro. Things are looking up. I'm blessed, for real. Taking it a day at a time. And yeah, I'm excited for the future right now.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. Rich, go ahead.
Living my best life per usual. You already know. It's a regular Tuesday. It's love day. You already know. Had some work. Went to the gym. Mm-hmm. Feeling productive today. So
grind,
we're going to get this.
Grind mode.
You feel me?
We like
feel
it.
Me? We're going to have a good ass interview with Maystar. And you know what I mean? Have a good time.
I love that.
How about you, Dev?
I am amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
We like
what's
that.
What's called? DME season started August 1st. You feel me? Birthday is tomorrow.
You did.
We out
yo,
here.
Bro, happy
you feel
early
me?
Birthday
you.
To you.
I appreciate you.
Okay,
bro.
Family.
And
I
if y'all,
clue,
so when y'all watching this, make sure y'all wish Dev a happy belated.
For
yeah,
sure, though.
By the time this come out, my birthday would already pass.
Make sure y'all send that
we
love,
lit.
Bro.
You feel
my
me?
Man
we
deserve it, for real.
26.
Peace
out
and
here.
Love, bro.
That nigga
okay.
old. That
okay.
Nigga
we here,
it.
Bro.
That
yes, nigga that's old. Blessings. That's blessings.
I know, facts. Nah, my deuce called me early, and she was like, you know you got to find your own insurance, right? I was like, I know. I know.
That's hilarious, bro. Shout out my dukes, yep.
Yeah, shout out to my dukes. But we're here in the studio, MCM. We got Kat Marino in the studio holding us down. Another Tuesday, fabulous episode 175, season 8, episode 4. Second guest of the season, we have Maystar.
Okay.
He's an artist. Hip hop artist, R&B. I don't want to put a category on him. He's everywhere out here. You feel
you know
me?
What I'm saying?
But
he's
he hails
creative,
all the way
bro.
From.
Yeah, that's a creative.
Absolutely.
I like this. Definitely you know, a creative.
Because artists, and that's under everything singer, rapper, you know what I'm saying? Songwriter, creative director, record producer.
Oh,
that
like
is
that.
Your boy. Like, no, it's yo, absolutely. Yo, and there's no, you know what I'm saying? You can't marginalize what is actually happening
you
in your eyes.
This nigga said I'm talented.
That's why I said I couldn't throw the category on it. You feel me? Like I know
I
people like
it.
Him.
I
it would have been disrespectful.
That.
I would have got a Kanye moment right there.
Oh nah, 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 we get none of those. Not from Star. We don't get those from Star.
All right, I like that. But welcome. For the people that may not be familiar with Maystar, I have played his music on this platform before. So as I get artists into the studio, it's nice to finally attach faces to the voices that they've been hearing on this platform. I met Maystar maybe a few months back at the testing lab that I got right after this. Shout out to testing
shout
lab.
Shout out testing lab. Shout out my dog.
Still don't know
shout
about
out music
that.
And TV. Those my dogs. Shout that's the family.
Noble.
You know where we at.
Facts. If you still don't know about that, it's a bi-weekly music event that is hosted by the Museum TV and the Sound Lab in Brockton, Massachusetts. Artists from wherever pull up every 2 weeks to showcase their
straight
music,
up.
And it's a dope vibe. You got me there, Noble, Devo, Jeff Two Times, Charlie Machine. You got the whole gang. J Rose is out there. You got the whole gang out there. So
J Rao.
If
wow.
you're in the vicinity, definitely make sure you pull up and see what Massachusetts has to offer.
Absolutely, bro. Talk about cultural impact. Talk about, you know what I'm saying, just community, bro. Like, show up, you know what I'm saying? Show out for your peoples, bro. It's really happening there every other Tuesday. I've seen it. You've seen me in there plenty of times. Like, it's really happening up in there, bro. So,
yeah, it's
like
a
I
dope
said,
vibe.
Shout out, fam.
It's definitely a dope vibe because I feel like I go there and I discover so many new artists that
oh,
I just
absolutely.
Wasn't hit to.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of dope and talented people out there. And
yes,
some of the music they playing is like one of the first songs
oh,
that
man.
They've like recorded.
I've heard some unbelievable
me?
Shit.
So, it's like dope. I see that shit kind of like a little spot where I'm like, all right. If I ever see someone with enough potential, best believe I'm going to break them. And I actually have a couple of artists on the platform so far. So it's definitely dope. I'm going to keep that running. You feel me?
AR Dev.
A&R Dev, I'm out here.
AR Dev.
You feel
yes,
me? Respect.
AR Dev. Okay.
Okay. We're going to get you a t-shirt with that on it, bro.
Never.
Or a hat. Nah, for real.
So I said I met him back a few months ago, but I discovered Maystar well over 10 years ago. Crazy. So how I discovered Maystar, right? I was scrolling through YouTube and just digging through the internet. And I found my dog over here rapping over a Common beat. And I was fucking with Common at the time. The song is Blue Sky, if you don't know about that track.
Wow.
I was fucking with Common at the time. So I heard like this youngin' spitting on this track, and I'm like, oh, this youngin' kind of nice. So I did some research. Then I found a video. Shout out to my dog, G.O.D. They did a video together. I forgot what that one was called.
No Sleep.
No Sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I went back there. And that's honestly when I think I discovered him and Gio around the same time. So to now come back 10 plus years later, and now we're in this moment.
Time flies.
That shit's crazy. And God
is everything good. Goes first, full circle.
Really does. And God is good, bro. Like, and you bring up the Blue Sky joint. That was on my first project, Mayday.
Yeah.
Which I just dropped a sequel to a couple years ago, Mayday 2020. It was on my first joint, Mayday 2012, which actually turns 10 years old next month. Crazy. So shout out to that, bro. God is good for real. God is good for real, bro. It feels incredible. And it's actually wild. I've been so locked in this year on this new project I've been working on. Slight plug. But on this new project I've been working on, like, it wasn't even until recently that I realized that Mayday was turning 10 this year, bro. Like,
time flies.
When I was doing this festival a couple weeks ago, and I was just going through my set, and I ended up pulling out one of the joints from the original Mayday, and I performed it. And then after watching the footage back, I'm like, yo, I'm performing this same song 10 years later, bro. And I'm like, that's really wild. Like, Mayday turns 10 September 24th. I'm super excited for that, bro. Like, for real, man. God is good, dog. We here.
Facts. It's a crazy time capsule if you think about it. Because even I went back to listen to a little bit of Mayday back in the day. And I was like, wow. The kid was young. But if you, like, had conversations with the man, he still sound like that. not in terms of, like, how deep his voice is or anything. But just in terms of, like, cadence, like, his actual, like, voice. I'm like, oh, no, the dog still sounds like that. So it's dope to see that all this time later. You feel me?
Thank you, bro. And the intention. The intention's still there. Like, the same drive I had then, that hunger. Like, it's still there. I feel like you hear it then, mm-hmm. and then now, in the newer stuff, you hear it just more matured. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like it's more matured and it's evolved into something else. Because your sound definitely evolved throughout the years.
I mean, I was a kid then. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So... yeah, bro, but the hunger was still the same. I mean, I've been saying since I was 12 years old, I want to be one of the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? So the words, the fact that I still wake up today saying the same thing, literally, it's wild to me, bro. Like, and that we've come this far, bro. And I think, like, the next level, I told you I'm excited for the future, bro. The next level is about to hit.
Where does that come from, though? You said you want to be the greatest. You started at 12. Like, where does that come from?
Yo. So first of all, I just feel like music has just always been in my life. Like, I've always been musically inclined. Anybody from Boston would know about WILD radio from back in the day. And my dad, Culturally Main, shout out Pops, was on that radio station, and I'd be there. They had the AM station on one side, the 1090, and then they had Hot 977 on the other end. And so I'm in there, going there after school every day, bro, just, like, hearing all this influence, man. Like, old school, new school, like, to this day, it's the duality of the both meets me in the booth, bro. Like, the influence is there, you know what I'm saying, on both sides. Like, bro, since I was a kid, like, 6 years old, bro, I'm over here talking about Stevie Wonder, Zapp and Roger, you know what I'm saying, Denise Williams, okay. Stephanie Mills, Minnie Riperton. Like, as a kid, you know what I'm saying, I'm going ham,
these
going to these. I'm going up. I bet you I just said a couple of names that people are like, who?
Stephanie Mills.
I'm like, in there, they had a room where you're looking at a library of music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm mad short. I'm going on the ladder, like, looking at all this music. That's when I first discovered Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? It was the History album that I first peeped. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through. These are the things that, where I was like, okay, this is some of the best music I've ever heard in my life. Then growing up, started listening more to rap music. All right? Because, like I said, on the other side of the radio station, it was Hot 97.7. So, like, there was always, I'm always was hearing both sides. Mm-hmm. I loved Lil Wayne. I was always into Wayne. Following Wayne, he dropped the Carter 2, and he called himself the best rapper alive. And I was like, and I watched the world fall for him. I watched the world believe him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can do that. Legit. I was like, I can do that. And that's what drove me to, like, start doing things. Like, I'm just, like, sixth grade, started writing rap, started getting right. And that drive, oh, also, just even early in my life, my grandmother raised me. So she had me in plays where I'm singing. She had me in piano lessons at 5 years old, like had me in the choir at 5 years old, like two different choirs, you know what I'm saying? So the music was always around me. Music, I always, you'll hear me say it in my music, like life's like a movie. So I'm always just trying to create that score. You know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to make this score for my movie, that soundtrack to like life, whether it be my story or yours, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is we speaking about now. It's that mentality has always lived in my head. So it's just kind of just evolved, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But that drive of wanting to be one of the greatest, and it's not even just for myself. Like, I want to do that in terms of like, yes, making incredible material, but also like influencing incredible people as well. And like influencing that greatness to want to continue. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never, this whole shit is way bigger than me. You dig? It's been bigger than me since I was young. You know what I mean? So like, it keeps me, it kind of makes it easy to stay sharp focused and laser focused, because I know that angle. I know what it is that I want to bring. You know what I'm saying? For myself and for my people, for the community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like that laser focus is just there, bro. And like right now, I feel like I'm just like, I'm thinking so much about like back then. I'm thinking back 10 years ago, that hunger, bro. And I'm just like ready to double it up. Like I'm ready to just double it up and just go crazy right now, bro. Like I'm feeling it, bro. Something's different. That's a thing where I'm at right now. Something's different by what I'm making, by what I'm, what we creating. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my guy. Shout out Tone. You know what I'm saying? Tony Royal, who I work with. Shout out Gib DJ. Shout out my man Devo. Like, shout out my man Tag, my engineer. Like, there's just something different about where we at right now and what we're creating, bro. It's like the most potent shit that we've ever done. You know what I'm saying? And it feels that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah.
How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll be 27 in November.
Hey, word.
Yeah.
All right, so 27, and you said you dropped back in 16.
Yeah.
So with that, 10 years.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I want to definitely, throughout this episode, I definitely want to give the audience the journey from the beginning when you had that little break.
Yeah.
And then when you picked back up and to the present. Because I feel like people your age, I haven't really had the opportunity to talk to people who maybe started around that age and kept mm-hmm. going all the way up to this point.
And shout out to
I know
folks.
A lot of yeah. people that There's rapped at like 16, 17. I know mad people. Mm-hmm. But now fast forward 10 years later, and we're still doing it and mm-hmm. we're still grinding with it. I don't know too many people like that.
Yeah, bro.
So that's why I just definitely want to have that conversation, because I feel like your perspective compared to a lot of other artists is going to be extremely different.
For sure.
With the main point being, you didn't leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did for a couple years though.
I know, but like, you could have left and never came back. Yeah, you know what I mean?
For sure.
The fact that we're here talking, like, the whole perspective is different. So I want to just take us back, and then we'll work our way through the present. But let's go ahead, take us back, May Day, 2012. Yeah. I want to just talk about and pick your brain about the creation of that at that age, where the scene was at the time, where music was at the time, and just your aspirations when you were dropping that project.
Man, first of all, the music community was like so different than what it is now.
I love, you know what I'm saying?
And I tell anybody that's coming up right now, any artist, like, they know, like, I tell the Clark D's and I tell the C4's, you know what I'm saying, and the Keys, like, yo, bro, when I, back then at that time, there was no like Clark D or like a Maystar or like people that you can literally like go to, you know what I'm saying, for that. Because it was such a gap in age between the guys like myself and like Deion Chase and like Avenue, you know what I'm saying, that were like doing that shit super heavy at that time. There was such an age gap in the generation before that was making the noise. So we were the new face, the new age. You know what I'm saying? And like, people want to act like it didn't happen, but the Mafia era happened. You know what I'm saying? And like, that was absolutely just huge. And it was that time and it was that success that we were watching, you know what I'm saying, from the hood, like, okay, we want that. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was coming from. It's like, all right, I want that. I want that and I want more. We want to take it to the next level and like do something for the community that like it's never been seen. And still to this day, it's actually kind of hits me a lot, bro, that like we still say that, like we're trying to do something that like the community's never seen. And that's not to take away from what's happening, because so much has happened since then. So many great, beautiful blessings from artists, you know what I'm saying, like Bia Stiz, Joyner, all, you know what I'm saying, that have done so many great things. But like at that time, it was really like almost like a clean slate. Like you just really, everybody's just trying to make face and like make their name, you know what I'm saying. like, compared to now, you know, I love that, like, we have so many events in big rooms where there's, like,
now
mad artists in here, bro. Like, there's mad artists in here, bro. That wasn't happening back then, you know what I'm saying? But there was obviously the artists that had the vision to make that happen, you know what I'm saying? There's obviously a couple more artists like Jeff Replay, you know what I'm saying, that was like making huge strides in the community at that time, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like people just like tend to forget about these things that like actually happened, bro, and that like actually shaped this music community that is happening now, you know what I'm saying? But it was really Facebook, YouTube, like Twitter was kind of like still kind of new at that time, you know what I'm saying? Yo man, I just know the difference between, like, you know how crazy I would look like right now if I say I had said album title coming, and then like right now I tweet it, right? I just tweet the title, then 2 minutes later I tweet the title again, and then 2 minutes later I tweet the title again, and then so on and so forth for like the next hour, bro. That's the type of shit we used to do back in the day. All of us artists, bro. Okay. That's the type of shit we used to do, bro, to like really make face, bro. And then it become like competition. Like, we posting this, you posting your song, you everybody posting their song, you posting your crew, you posting, they posting their crew and like all that type of shit. But that's the shit that really built up that energy, that like artist energy, that like warrior energy that artists need, bro. You know what I'm saying? There is a certain type of competition and pressure that is needed to progress. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't have to be looked at in a negative way. You know what I'm saying? It could just be looked at as like, yeah, bro, let's like iron sharpen iron. You know what I'm saying? In this situation, bro. That's why, bro, it's shout out to folks like, you know what I'm saying, like Najee Janie, and like, you know what I'm saying? I love working with folks like him, you know what I'm saying? Because like, bro, these are incredible, you know, songwriters. You know what I'm saying? They have incredible pens. So it's like when we in those rooms, like there's a pressure there. You know what I'm saying? That's really good. But it's like, we admire each other, but it's like, we know we gotta bring it right now. You know what I'm saying? So there was like, there wasn't too much of that then. Then it's like I said, you really just trying to show face and really be out here. You know what I mean? But like the hunger, at least for me personally, like then was just so, it felt different. You know what I'm saying? Probably because since there wasn't so much, like it felt much different. It felt like, oh my god, you can drop this. Like, what, when we dropped Mayday 2012, building that project, bro, I was 15 and 16, you know what I'm saying, working on that project. Like, shout out International Show, who's out here still making moves. We want to talk about people with longevity. Shout out International Show, who helped record and mix that entire project. I had the belief, and everybody that was working with me had the belief, that we were gonna drop that, and bro, we were out of here. I lost mad friendships then, bro, off of folks that thought, because I was selling this dream of like, yo, bro, we building up this album. Like, this is about to, we going to drop this, and like, we up out of here, bro.
Yeah,
and
we're then, making it out with this.
We're 16 years old, bro, and I'm like touring with King Los. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like main opening every big act that was coming at that time, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, crazy. That's crazy. You so, really don't know?
Absolutely, bro. Shit. Consistently. So it's like, everybody's over here like, it's something you don't see every day. You know what I'm saying? Even for myself. So it's like, yo, bro, of course you felt like, especially at 16, bro, I'm still in school.
That's the emphasis.
I'm like, bro, we out of here, bro.
Doing all this, but we a youngin' in the
city. Like, we out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, my father didn't even know, bro, that I was like doing all these shows and like going to studio, like all this shit. Like, I'm like sneaking out the crib doing all this shit. Shout out my cousin who like held me down. That like, there wouldn't be no Maystar if it wasn't for her. Posing my cousin like holding me down every time I was out the crib, like at all these shows, bro. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's looking at this like, oh shit, I'm like opening up for Kid Ink, nigga, and Los and shit like that. Like, nah, nigga, I'm like sneaking out the crib right now, bro. Like, nigga, my pops don't even know.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
I'm not even supposed to be holding this bottle.
Exactly. But it's those times, bro, that built this shit. It's those times that like built up. When I look at this shit now, I'm mad grateful, bro, to see the community at this state, and to see it so large, and to see so many artists that are like this hungry. You know what I'm saying? And then like you said earlier, bro, there's so many people that come up to me, bro, that was there back then, older than me, because like I said, at 16, that wasn't really a normal thing. There was people that was like 22, 23, 24 at that time that were chasing the same thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I learned a lot, you know what I'm saying, from that time, bro. Because like at that age, bro, I can say easily with confidence now, like, bro, I was easily letting a lot of that shit get to my head, bro, back then. Easily, bro. Lost a lot of friendships, bro. Lost a lot of relationships. over that. But 16, bro, you're young, you're from the hood. I'm naive, you know what I'm saying? I'm like learning. I mean, and that's what I love about where I'm at now. It's just, I'm telling you, because it's those times that like help me move so smooth now and move with grace now. You know what I mean? And like move with intention in the community now. It's like, bro, because of that, I felt like even with that little ass piece of like, I don't even want to call it, we'll call it a advantage then, because I don't want to call it like power, because this wasn't that. Even with that little piece of like advantage, I could have, I look back at it now and wish I did more for like, you know, saying for artists that were like always hitting me up like, yo, let me do a feature, let me do this type of shit. Like shit that literally happens now, like with artists like, yo, we should link up, we should do that. Niggas was doing that to me back then. I'm 16, like shit, nigga, I gotta stay focused on what I got going on. Like, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? So that's why now I try to make sure, bro, I do my diligence, bro, and I'm showing up for anybody that's popping on anything I think that's hot. Like I'm popping up, I'm showing up, cause like, bro, back then there was none of that. There was no nigga I could go to, bro, and like, you know what I'm saying? It was none of that shit. I was trying to be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So like, now we here and I gotta like, I feel a personal obligation. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that the community feels it from me, but I just try to fit in where I can tastefully and make sure that I'm progressing myself, but simultaneously like influencing, creating and inspiring, you know what I'm saying? As much as I can, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The best of my ability, because it wasn't there for me, gang. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't there for mad of us. A lot of us, nigga.
I hear you 100%. Throughout that, it sounds like you had support, though. Because with the whole family behind you, I don't really hear many stories where, like, the whole fam is behind the vision. You know what I mean? And that's, I really think that's dope. So you being that young, getting the wisdom and getting the full support to just go ahead and chase your dreams, that's big at that age. You feel me? Because, like, me, I told my Dukes I was doing that. She was like, oh, that's cute. You're going to school, though.
Yeah, see, you see, like me? I said, though, gang, that was my father, though. See, my mother has lived in, my mom was in California since I was young. You know what I'm saying? My mom's always supported my music from day one. But it took a while for my pops to get all the way on because he was on that education, too, because it's very big in my family. Mm-hmm. I'm saying my grandmother, his mother was an English professor for 30 years. Education is huge in my family. You know what I'm saying? So, and like I said, she raised me. So come on now. So after we left her, after she left us, and so God rest her soul, my dad was like, shit, this is where you going into to this education. Like, this is where all this is going into. But I'm like, bro, but do you hear this music, gang? Like, do you hear this blue sky, nigga? Like,
sell,
do you
bro. Hear it's this, bro? Sell.
You know what I'm saying? He don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I remember, bro, we talking about this King Lo shit. I told you. Like, I was sneaking out when I was, like, doing that shit. Bro, I remember the first show I had with Los, bro. I can't even explain to you how hard I tried to like get that show and like how much I had to prove and like, you know, all the connections that had to be made, bro, to get on that motherfucking show. And bro, my pops told me I couldn't do that shit, bro. My pops told me I could not do that shit, bro. It was crazy, fam.
Tight, dog.
After like, yeah, you know, messaging Los on YouTube, nigga, like, let him know, like, yo, gang, like, you about to come through, or, like, I'm doing this, that, and the third, like, I'm trying to be the best rapper alive, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was ready to meet.
Messaging on YouTube
shit
is crazy.
Yeah. Shit was a rap.
Nah, that's a
look
that's
how times
was,
have come.
But that's how
times
it was, bro. YouTube
changed.
Was that
I know.
Shit. YouTube was that shit. There was no YouTube ads and all that, like, rap shit, bro. It was like, nigga, if you put up hot content, bro, it was bussing. If you put up shit and it was hot, it was popping off, bro. Like, straight up.
Facts.
It was popping off, especially so, you post it right, post it on Facebook, post it on Twitter, spam it on Twitter, whatever the hell you gotta do, mm-hmm. get them views.
So you had this buzz, obviously, and you were opening up for shows at such an early age. So I'm curious as to what happened after you dropped the first Maystar in 2012, because you said you lost a lot of friends and you were feeling yourself. So what happened, like, with the reaction? How did you react to it? And just tell us what happened after that.
Okay, so like, try to not make a drown a long story out, but like, you know, as I mentioned, like, my grandmother passed away. So, like, we lost that crib. And now I'm, like, getting into a space where, like, I had to go and, like, live with my dad. You know what I'm saying? And, like I told you, he wasn't on board with the music shit like that, bro. So, even the management that I had at the time, bro, so we're talking about 2 years. I've been sneaking out, doing all this shit, doing all these shows, doing all these studio sessions. I had, like, memorized my dad's schedule, bro. My, you know, nigga was at the radio station at the Celtics, you know what I'm saying? All that, I memorized the schedule, was working on my studio sessions, shows, and shit all around that. Now I don't have that finesse anymore. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that finesse, man. You know what I mean? Because I was living at my grandmother's before, so it was like, all right, word. Yeah. Say the Celtics game, my dad go work the Celtics, and the Celtics is over. Like, for 9 times out of 10, my dad probably going to be tired. He's going to go home. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But there was those times sometimes, you know, he'd pop up at the crib just to see what's going on. But now, nigga, if I'm staying at his crib, nigga, now it's every night he coming home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, bro, it was like a really big culture shock and like a really huge just difference for everything. And the management I was working with at the time, they wasn't digging that shit. Because for 2 years, we was able to do whatever the fuck we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And now we can't. After just dropping our project that we just worked on for a year and a half. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like these personal things in life that are like getting in the way. So like, as I understand today, nigga, business is business. If I was them too, I would have got the fuck up out. Because it's like, we going on through this. We don't have time to waste, bro. And it's probably somebody else mad hungry. We gonna go find that nigga. Mm-hmm. And I understood that. You know what I'm saying? And with all these types of things, like, coming to now, it's like, bro, now I'm on that, like, business mentality, bro. I don't waste any time. You know what I'm saying? I don't waste any time. Because, like, everything's limited.
So. I just want to interrupt real quick. About your pops. You said your pops. What did he do with at the radio again?
He was a sports broadcaster.
Sports broadcaster?
Yeah. So, like I said, you work for the Celtics. So, you go to Celtics games, be doing all that, and report all the sports that was happening, Red Sox, Bruins, Patriots, and then he'd wake up mad early, be at the radio station, he'd deliver the sports.
Okay, so sports, not music then. Okay, all right, that's different, Mm-hmm.
So that was like his daily job, but like, then it's a radio station, bro, so obviously the tunes is
playing. That's what I'm thinking of, because I'm like...
So he's still holding down, like on the afternoons, he'd be up there, you know, holding down with the tunes and playing the tunes down.
And then he had the other radio station right next to him,
exactly,
too.
Because so. I'm just thinking about if I was in his shoes, and like, for example, if I got pops that doesn't really want me to be doing this shit, but like, he low-key has a hand in media, I feel like that would just, the drive that would give me, you feel me? Like, knowing I get that, I can have that alley right there, but he making me work for it,
mm-hmm.
I'm a bust your head open with this music, dog. You feel me?
And
so,
that,
I get it.
And that just is the puzzle piece right there. Like, that is what I literally did. You know what I'm saying? It was like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? I felt as though it was that. But then again, it's like, that's why I work how I work now. That's why I'm a machine, because I know nothing is meant to you. Nothing is handed to you, bro. Everything is fucking worked for, bro. Yeah. And there's not a goddamn thing that I haven't done, bro, in the last 10 years that I did not personally work extremely hard for, bro.
Understood.
There's only a nigga you can have 20 videos in a year, bro, because that nigga's working hard as fuck, bro. I'm writing all of them, writing the treatments, you know what I'm saying? HBZ's helping me with the co-direction. Like, I'm going out there directing a lot of them dolo. You know what I'm saying? Making this shit happen. Like, shout out to HBZ, bro, because he is just an incredible creative, and he's an incredible just an outlet to helping bring visions to life, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, he really just, and he trusts in me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a visionary too. A lot of visionaries, like, it's hard to like trust another artist. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you got your own vision. But when I got something and I bring it to him after all this time, you know, he trusted me from the beginning. So that like helps with, you know, it's those types of people that like help keep this energy going. You know what I'm saying? That keeps this surge going. But like, yeah, gang, now it's like really jumping off just from, obviously from before. It's like, that's why I really am why I am, because I feel like this time can't be wasted, bro. You know what I'm saying? I feel like God like limits everything for us in this life period. Our days, time, breath, everything, bro. And I'm not wasting it on doing nothing but fucking getting to what it is that I want.
That's
you
it.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, straight up. And like I said, it's bigger than me. It ain't just me.
Yeah. No, I hear you 100%.
Yes, sir. Ski.
I hear you 100%. I want to take a quick pause before we continue. I just want to give the audience a little taste of what 16-year-old Maystar was sounding like.
Oh, God.
We're going to take it from the beginning, like we said. We're going to give you the transition and bring you to the end. But let's give the people a little glimpse into what DME was peeping 10 years ago. You feel me? And when I tell you, this was my shit when it came out. Like, with the Common record was my shit when it came out. So when I heard, you know, Kid from the City was spitting over it, I had to check it out. And here we are 10 years later, and I think that's beautiful, you feel me? I think that's beautiful.
Produced by No ID.
Facts, go ahead, listen to this.
I got an album named Mayhem, and it's finna drop. Not for a second did I think that it was finna flop. Actually, I think it's about to take me to the top. They call me pigs, cause they see the fame, I'm finna cop. Get it? Pigs, cops,
spit it right, keep it tight, homie, dreadlocks. Rest in peace to my grandma, cause she the reason I do this. Because if she was here, she would probably make me do this. These are random thoughts of a misunderstood hood nigga. Strong bones, drink my milk, a good hood nigga. $1 million dream, so I guess you could figure that my figures is pretty like a chick with a good figure. Told all my homies, don't you ever worry about me, cause I know that hip hop could never do without me. Rappers made a mess, I clean them up like I'm the bounty. I wipe your ass up too, if you ever doubt me. Now I got my pops in my ear about my education. I'm like, I got that, man, just look upon this situation. Why would I stop making this music that these people loving? Cause I don't want my mama just eating, I wanna grub it. On some food that is hard to get. They see that star spit them bars that is hard to spit. Well, it's hard just for them. And I be chilling in the parties all Ralph Lauren. Tell a friend, I'm chilling in the party, feeling like the greatest. Women all around me, so you know I'm hated by some old dudes that I knew. But forget them, I'm faded. Got these modern girls all on me, forget them girls that I dated, huh? Yeah, you think you good, but I'm better, and I am a go-getter, so I guess I'm R. Kelly. Plus the speakers bumping, I'm on my grind, so that's bump and grind, so I guess I'm R. Kelly. I be walking around my city like I'm kinda heavy, around the state chasing cake like I'm Lil Debbie. This is a race to the top, and I am the closest. Said this rap game is a sell, and I will split your ass my toastest, huh? Yo, I got New England on the back of me. They say my swag is natural, and that shit just happens naturally. Jump to the top of the gang, I dang, that's such a phenomenal leap. But now they call me phenomenal, because I do things so phenomenally. Boy, I got these rappers in a bundle, got the ball, never fumble. I'm living in the jungle, I guess you unaware, I got bears in my circle. We stay in shape and we don't want no squares in our circle. Attention all you squares, leave you running around in circles. Attention all you squares, if you stare, we gon' hurt you. You nothing but some geeks, just some squares, just some urkels. I'm losing all my patience now, but I heard that is a virtue. I remember when I heard Modi had got locked up. I swear to y'all, it was like my nose was stopped up. I couldn't even breathe, got on my knees up to the sky, I'm like, could it be? Look, man, no respect to a man who beats his own wife, and no respect to a man who takes his own life. No disrespect, but that's word that J-Bex pops. And if you crying right now, J-Bex, stop. I'm just saying, man, life is so great. And I don't ever wanna see your ass in that state. And I don't ever wanna see your ass in that case, laying on your back stuck with a plain face. Once I see the crown, I'ma take it. And I got a promise, and I promise I won't break it. I promise not to break my promise, and my promise is I'm gon' make it. My promise is I'm gon' make it. Maystar, go bullshit. Hard. Think twice, not think once. When I think once, it goes far. If you
he wants to go crazy.
Me,
he wants to go crazy at this point.
I go hard times too.
Yeah, that's the my nigga just spitting right now.
Yeah, I had to get right.
You hear me put the volume down?
What you wishing? I had to get right, right here.
Easy Mac with the cheesy raps. R.I.P. my dog Mac Miller. That's crazy. All right, so that was a sneak peek of what 16-year-old Maystar was sounding like. And here we are. 10 years later, but there was a break at some point. What was going on around that time? Were you just involved in other stuff? Wasn't really inspired?
No, I've always been inspired.
Okay.
You know, after obviously just like the personal decline after, like, you know, the stuff with my grandma and the stuff with my dad and all these things, like, I had gotten to new management. I started working with new producer, and honestly, bro, you know, and I'm like, I still like live with this, bro. You know, I still like walk with it. It's all love now, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I was working on this project, man, for a long time, like 4.5 years. You know what I'm saying? I still got the project in the tub. You know what I'm saying? And like, I was working on it with my guy, and it was an incredible experience. I'm talking like 4 or 5 days a week. We in the studio. Just getting right, and the focus was really just trying to make timeless music, timeless records. Actually, like, on besides Mayday 2020, on every project that I do, I usually will throw a sneak peek of like one of those records in there, you know what I'm saying? One or two, actually.
Yeah.
Just to keep that energy going, and like when it comes time that I release that project in full, I don't want it to be a surprise, you know what I'm saying? And it won't be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you like songs like the Jill Scott Freestyle and, you know what I'm saying, Complicated and G-Code and shit like that, then like, you'll understand once the album comes out, when that particular one. But, you know, just dealing with my bro personally, you know, he was going through a lot of personal stuff, bro, you know, depression, sickness and things like that. And things that was like, you know, at the time, just like bigger than the music, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, caused a lot of... you know, some hurdles. It caused some hurdles there, you know what I'm saying? Because being there for him personally and letting him deal with the things he needed to do personally was more important than the music at the time. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it was obviously a very hard time. I went through a very deep depression for like 3 years, not having that music that I just worked on for 4.5 years, you know what I'm saying, at my disposal. I had so many plans and dreams with this music. But as you grow and evolve and as time goes by, bro, you just really realize, like, God doesn't make any mistakes, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, like, there's reasons why, there's things that I've done, you know what I'm saying? And it's like that situation, like, helped lead to that. There would be no Supermoon if it wasn't for that situation. Because it was that time where, and it's like I said, this is all love to my boy. This has like nothing to do with him. You know, it was like at that time I felt like it's like I had, the reason why I'm not able to release this music is because like I put my eggs in that basket. I put all my eggs into that basket and got off of where I was when I was making songs like Blue Sky. And when I was making projects like Mayday, bro, that was just my vision. That was just me doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like my hunger. Every day, come home from school, like grab my journal, like, yeah, man, I ain't trying to go to college, bro. I'm trying to get right. You know what I'm saying? That was just the hunger. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and I felt like I lost that. And that's why I was in that position. When that shit happened, it's like, all right, now you don't got the fucking music because you put all your eggs into that basket. So that's why a couple of things happened. That's why I created the Boxhead logo. Because I was like, I need to get back to the point when I had, like, when you have a box on your head, it was like the analogy was, it's like all your thoughts, everything you think and everything you're saying is happening all within that box. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was those thoughts that was helping me create what it is that I had brought at that time in 2011, 2012, like that energy. You know what I mean? And then I kind of let that swing off, and that's why I was in that position and not having my material. So that's why I was like, all right, cool, create the box head to remind myself, you know what I'm saying, that it starts with self, it ends with self. And it also drove me to start working on Supermoon, because I felt like once I lost that, I was forced to enter a new phase, like a moon phase of my life, you know what I'm saying? And it was something I had never experienced before. It was very rare. It felt rare. A supermoon is rare. You know what I'm saying? It's a rare occurrence. You know what I'm saying? The moon, it controls, like, everything, like, in our surroundings. You know what I'm saying? The life of water and waves and things like that. And I felt like this was my time where I was, like, flowing. This was my time to just flow like water, bro, and start my own wave. That's what supermoon means, if anybody never knew. Like, that was just from my personal, I felt like I called that time my supermoon. Like, that was my supermoon phase. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I went through that, and I had to, it's like I had to go through that shit. I had to, like, that's a hustler, bro. When you lose everything, bro, then I was like, all right, bet, 3 years, I'm gone, I'm dead silent. And then you come back in 2020, and you drop 2 albums and 16 music videos and a short film. You get that noise back, bro. You lose everything. You even lose yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then you get back and fight for it once you remember what you originally was doing that shit for. Once you remember, like, that hunger that from that song you just played, when I thought about that energy where I was at, that's what got me back to that when I got into Supermoon. I was like, yo, bro, like I said, there's no shade to my boy. I love him. We're good to this day. Had nothing to do with that. But that was an experience that I still had to go through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like he did. And that shit got me to a point where I was like, there's not a thing in this world or a person that is ever going to stop anything that I've fucking been creating since I was 11 years old. I told y'all, since 11 years old, I said I was going to be the greatest of all time. There is not a soul on this planet that is fucking with that plan. Period. It's laser float. Laser focus, bro. Laser focus, bro. It's ferocious, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?